Mulder. Mulder with a deep three. Yep, got it. Michael Mulder with a deep three-pointer. Lemon stops, pops for three. Yes, sir. Walt Lemon for three, putting the Bulls up 6-0.
He's able to just pull up and knock down that three. Usually goes right to the basket.
C.J. Fair with the ball now for the Bulls. Drives it in with the left hand. Lefty layup up and in and counted and a foul. Lemon has the ball now at the top of the key for the Bulls. Over to Mike Mulder. Mulder with the catch and shoot three. Yep. Michael Mulder from the wing for three. Puts the Bulls up 13-3 here early on.
Yeah, vintage Windy City, the drive and then the kick out to Mulder, who's great from three.
Lemon looking for Jakar Sampson down on the block with Evans on him. Spin move, little right-hand jumper, count it.
He's showing you the array, the baseline, the ability to shoot it from three, put it on the deck. Sampson, very versatile for the Bulls.
Ball stolen away by Walt Lemon Jr. Walt Lemon leaves it for Mulder. Mulder with the layup for two.
Beautiful fast break opportunity for the Bulls, and Mulder on the finish.
Walt Lemon with the ball at the top of the key, over to Beecham in the corner. V.J. Beecham for three. Yes, sir. V.J. Beecham with an open three-point look from the corner gives the Bulls a 25-9 lead. 3 minutes left to go. Bulls with the lead. Walt Lemon leaves it over for C.J. Fair. C.J. Fair throws it up to Walt Lemon for the alley-oop. Who knew Walt Lemon could get up that high? Fair back to Alkins. Alkins drives in the corner to Farrakhan Hall. Hall for three. Yes! Count it.
My brother from the outside.
This is your exclusive home for the Windy City Bulls. Halftime. This is your Windy City Bulls halftime show with Ryan Fahey.
It's halftime here at the Sears Center Arena, 62-52. Bulls with the lead over the Santa Cruz Warriors. Back with you courtside at the Sears Center Arena. I'm Ryan Fahey with you for the halftime show. Chris Rouse will be finishing up his TV duties in just a moment. He'll join me as well. What a first quarter for Windy City, carrying the good vibes shooting-wise from downtown from that Friday victory against Lakeland. A season-high 39 points back in the first quarter. And those highlights here, courtesy of our in-studio engineer, Brian Singleman. Hey, just so we'll get back to Aaron Sheldon and Jonathan. We'll have the second half call in a bit. But as we take a look at the halftime box score, as we mentioned, 62-52 at the half. Points in the paint even, 26 apiece for each side. Second chance points. As something that I mentioned to Chris in the pregame show, Windy City is 27th in the G League in second chance points per game this season at only 10. They've already got six, so hoping to try to turn that around a little bit are the Windy City Bulls in terms of trying to get those second chance and offensive rebounds, perhaps improve against a Santa Cruz team that is one of the best, if not the best, defensively coming into action today. As we look at fast break points, Santa Cruz at 7, Windy City with 4. Santa Cruz has yet to lead in this contest so far this afternoon. Windy City has led by as much as 20. Windy City so far shooting 45% from the field, Santa Cruz at 44. Both teams even from the three-point line at about 38% respectively. Windy City has the edge in the free throw department at 81% compared to Santa Cruz having 77%. And Santa Cruz has turned the ball over three more times, 8 to Windy City's 5. From the individual side of things, Michael Mulder ties all scorers with 12 points on 5 of 6 shooting, 2 of 3 from downtown. Jonathan had mentioned this earlier in the first half. Jakar Sampson has been a major factor for Windy City in keeping this 10-point lead that Windy City has. He's got 9 points on 5 rebounds, 3 of 9 shooting. However, he is 0 of 3 from downtown. Walt Lemon Jr. almost posting a double-double back in the first half. Had 11 points on 4 of 8 shooting to go with 9 assists and a couple of rebounds. As we flip the other side of the coin to the Santa Cruz Warriors, you go to Deontay Davis, the starting center, on 6 of 8 shooting. 12 points and 8 rebounds, 7 of them defensively. And off the bench, it's been Alan Smolajek with 12 points. I should say that's rather Antonius Cleveland, excuse me, with the 12 points. 12 points for him, 2 rebounds, and an assist on 4 of 6 shooting. So that'll be what he's got coming for him off the bench. And we mentioned Kendrick Nunn, who the local Chicago product, has 11 points on 4 of 8 shooting, and he's 2 of 3 from downtown. So as we wait for Chris Rouse to finish up his TV duties, I think he's on a bathroom break. So instead, we're going to have Julio Rouseo, who's taking his break right now. I'm going to make him steal the headset from Chris, as Chris went off to take a bathroom break. Hood's taking his break. I'm not going to make him do any more. His voice is beautiful enough. He's got to save it. So we're going to steal Julio Rauseo instead. So Julio, first quarter for the ages. More season highs just being set from this Windy City side, as it was Michael Mulder leading the way. They cooled off a little bit in the second, but your overall first half thoughts. And actually, Julio's got to go back to the TV side. Either way, we'll hold the things down. Or I got a crazy cast of characters, and I'm actually going to bring it as everybody's rotating in and out. The guys who were calling the game.
What kind of award?
What is going on?
I don't know what's happening around here.
What are you doing?
Too many moving bodies.
What do you want?
It's a party.
What do you want to know?
I want to know
about the first half.
I want to know what happened.
Well, we're sitting here. What the hell?
You were watching. Did you take notes? I mean, what did you do?
This is why I go to the analyst side. I drive it off, and I've got my passengers. They not realize.
Well, I'm the analyst. What do you want to know?
I want to know what happened for that Windy City team in the first quarter, because the good times rolled from Friday night.
Well, I think that what we saw here is the difference in the first and second half is that, you know, the lack of attention to detail defensively, that was the issue for the second half for the Windy City Bulls. And you see what they were able to do in the first quarter, 39-22 advantage. But some of the things you saw is what I was telling Aaron, you know, what we saw here is Davis woke up. Deontay Davis, the big for the Santa Cruz Warriors, was flat-footed defensively. He seemed like he was a step slow. But then he started getting easier baskets. So now you're looking at 12-8 for Davis. He really is the difference here for the Warriors to be, you know, have a 10-point deficit. I think that he's been very good.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, you know, and this is kind of really simplistic, I think, but in the first quarter, the Bulls shot 15 of 23 from the field, 65%. They were only 6 of 23 shooting in the second quarter. So you go 6 of 23 in any quarter, and you're going to let your opposition get back into things. So Bulls need to get back to what they did in the first quarter tonight and what they did in the first quarter Monday or Friday night, which is look for that extra pass, get into the paint. You know, we talked about this in the first quarter and in the pregame, that this Bulls team is an inside-out team. They don't – not a lot of mid-range shots. It's three-pointers. It's paint work. And when the Bulls are rolling, you get results like you got in the first quarter.
What else do you want, Fahey? What else do you want?
You know, I want to go back to your point. As you mentioned this early in the first half, Jakar Sampson – I mean, it may not say that he's the big leader on the box score. He's got 9 points and 5 rebounds, but he has been a major factor for Windy City, able to still be in the driver's seat here against Santa Cruz, still up by 10.
Yeah, I mean, he shows you the entire arsenal, the ability to put the ball on the floor and be able to hit mid-range shots. You put him in the corner, he's able to knock down threes. And so, again, I love Sampson. I think the matchup against Ian Davis, I think Sampson won it. You know, I heard Rouse, you know, in the pregame show talk about two keys. Two keys is the guard play of Dunn taking on Walt Lemon Jr. and then the bigs on the inside. That was also very key for the Windy City Bulls. So to me, I just think that what we see here offensively is Jakar Sampson winning the battle against Deontay Davis.
And also, I think one of the another solid point or another positive out of this first half, Walt Lemon has had some issues as of late turning the ball over. He had 7 turnovers in Friday night's game against Lakeland. So far, in just under 17 minutes of action, he's got 9 assists and only 1 turnover in the first half. And that's what you need out of the person who's running your offense and leading your offense.
This is the Windy City Bulls halftime show here on SportsTownChicago.com. Jonathan Hood, who I don't know what kind of
what are we going to talk about when you throw it back to us now? We're just going to repeat ourselves.
Well, you know what? You can blame Chris Rouse, who apparently needed to take a longer bathroom break.
I'm not going to blame Chris Rouse for anything.
I'm going
to blame Ryan Fahey.
Well, you know what? Now he's going to – wait a minute now. Rouse is ripping off the headset. Jonathan, you can take your break now. As now Chris Rouse is finally back. Hey, thanks for showing up.
What am I being blamed for now?
Taking a longer bathroom break, apparently. Nevertheless, though, from your side of things on the television call, 62-52 Windy City, it was just a hot first quarter. It looked like Friday night all over again.
Yeah, they got off to a great start as far as knocking down their outside shots, but I think that actually came back to haunt them at the end of the first half. They were missing their shots because we've seen the Bulls fall into this habit throughout the season where they'll make the shots early on in the ball game and they'll think, okay, because we hit them in the first quarter, we're going to hit them the whole way, and then they cool off, and that allows Santa Cruz to get back into the game.
Yeah, Santa Cruz, you know, they outscored Windy City in that second quarter, 30-23, points in the paint pretty even.
One of the things I was mentioning was second chance opportunities for Windy City. They're dead last into that, but we know what they do in terms of if they miss the set, they're generally going to be going back in transition defensively, not as much trying to get those offensive rebounding opportunities. Agree or disagree with me on this one? I felt like we've seen more of that being into effect, trying to crash the offensive side of the glass.
Yeah, and we saw that specifically from Raleigh Alkins. He had a trip where he had with two offensive rebounds. Kaiser Gates had a play where he had two offensive rebounds. So the Bulls are just really trying to be a well-rounded team, but what's happening on the defensive end now, Deonte Davis and Marcus Derrickson are starting to heat up, as are the players on the Santa Cruz bench, which has been their probably their most deadliest weapon as far as perimeter scoring this season.
This is Chris Rouse, who's on the television call for NBC Sports Chicago and Facebook Live. I'm Ryan Fahey, as we'll give usually we give a few minutes for Aaron and Jonathan, but I'm going to let them rest up just a few more minutes because I had to use them because somebody decided to just waltz their way back over here.
I got
to
keep my voice right for TV, man.
Yeah, that's the major excuse he's going with. But nevertheless, as we get set for second half action here, yes, Windy City cooled off a little bit, but that to say isn't really a big surprise because you knew they weren't going to be able to keep it up. They were almost going for six consecutive quarters where you're almost about to be blown away by their offensive production. What needs to change for Windy City to try to improve upon this 10-point lead that they got over?
They fell into their own trap. I like to call it the warrior effect of whether you're knocking down the threes or letting them fly. Usually when I say the warrior effect, that means the other team is making them, so you're trying to match them. But what's happening, the Bulls were, I felt like they were feeling themselves a little bit too much in that first half. They started hitting their threes and stopped going inside. They got to find a way to get easy baskets with big men like Jakarr Sampson and CJ Fair. Take advantage of some of the height mismatches that they can get by allowing Walter Lemon to get the big man from Santa Cruz switched on to him and then go inside like that.
As I was being passed, no, I can't read that. No, we'll have to save that one for off air. I think it was about our halftime shenanigans that we just had. Anyway, as we'll be sending it back to Aaron Schellen and Jonathan Hood in just a moment, who will never show me that note while I'm on air. Nevertheless, as we get set for second half action, stop throwing me that note. Anyway,
I don't even want to know.
You don't want to know. It'll be something we'll have to share off air. As we look ahead, I always like to make the halftime predictions, and I try to go a little bold. I said last time Walt Lemon Jr. was going to get a triple-double at the end. Unfortunately, he did not get it. So I'm going to switch off of Walt Lemon Jr., and I'm going to go to Jakarr Sampson, who Jonathan Hood was very high on in the first half with the 9 points and five rebounds, but he's really been a key defensive member to holding the forward spot of Derrickson and Beneje. He's got 9 points and five rebounds right now. I'm going to say by the end of this contest today, Jakarr finishes with at least 22 and 10 rebounds.
Let's see. What
he's got 95 right now.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure he doesn't have – what did you say he's going to finish with what?
I said he's got 9 points and five rebounds.
No, but you said he's going to finish with what?
22 and 10 at least.
Okay, I was just making sure he didn't have 21 and 9.
Why? Wow, that's just – you know, you're cruel. All right, don't you gotta, hey, go get set for your TV broadcast. Nevertheless, as always, Chris Rouse, appreciate the time, my man. Make sure you come back this time for the post game, maybe in a prompter manner. I kid, nevertheless, he's got busy things that he needs to take care of. As we'll take a short time out. Coming up next, the rested voices, I hope, Aaron Schellen and Jonathan Owell, second half action, as the wild halftime show has concluded. Second half, probably going to get more wild as well. It better be lifting the three-point line next on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.